here's a story from The World.
The presidential vote may be over, but the fate of the U.S. Senate will be decided tomorrow in Georgia, where a special election will determine which party controls the chamber. And there is again concern about disinformation targeting the state's voters, including its growing Latino community. As part of our Every 30 Seconds series, where we've been profiling young Latino voters, WABE's Roxanne Scott reports from Atlanta.
Now that 61-year-old Eric Richner is retired, he enjoys spending time with his family in Gwinnett County, a suburb of Atlanta. And keeping up with the news, his go-tos include the BBC and the local paper.
I come from a generation that, you know, we watched the nightly news every day. It was a family gathering.
He likes knowing what people are talking about in the U.S. and in the Dominican Republic, where he has relatives. It also means checking Twitter, YouTube, and keeping up with his many WhatsApp groups. He's also stopped believing what he sees on social media and messaging groups.
In the last few years, things have been very strange that you don't no longer trust your source of information and you have to go deeper.
That lack of trust can leave an opening for misinformation to spread.
It's a claim popping up all over Twitter. Is John Ossoff in business with Communist China?
During the COVID-19 pandemic, when many businesses are struggling, a claim made against Senator David Perdue says he voted to block small business aid. Many viewers online are asking, is this true?
There's a concern that the bad information is also reaching Latino voters in Georgia ahead of tomorrow's runoffs. A recent report by Avaaz, a global civic organization, warned of 20 Facebook pages spreading misinformation about the state's elections. Two of the flag pages were in Spanish, claiming that dead people voted in the Atlanta area, and that 132,000 November ballots cast in one Georgia county were ineligible, which isn't true. Latinos make up about 5% of Georgia's electorate, far smaller than places like Florida. But with President-elect Joe Biden winning Georgia with just under 12,000 votes, the message is clear. Everyone's vote matters.
There's been a lot of money coming in to Georgia, both from the Democratic side and from the Republican side.
Tania Unsueta is a political director for Mi Gente, a national immigrant rights group. She said a lot of this information comes from political action committees and the parties themselves.
Whether it's on advertisements or whether it's the mailers that we all get at home.
She said there are many reasons Latino voters are susceptible to mis- and disinformation. One is the language barrier. Another, Unsueta said, is that political parties haven't done a great job at outreach, which can be harder in Georgia.
For people who do elections and reach out to Latinos, we're used to turf that's more dense, right? And I think people should know that sometimes we're talking about reaching 20 people in one county. And because it's people are all spread out, that takes us a whole day.
Latinos, not unlike other communities with roots elsewhere in the world, also might receive dubious information shared by relatives in other countries or through targeted campaigns.
Our elections are global. Look, the Russians are here all the time. The Chinese are here. Everybody wants something to do with the outcome of these elections. So why not the Latin Americans?
Eduardo Gamada is a political scientist at Florida International University in Miami. In terms of Latino voters, he noted how misleading information created in parts of Latin America and the Caribbean spread in the run-up to the November election through YouTube and WhatsApp. He also said talk radio is an enormous vehicle for spreading misinformation. Gamada also added that disinformation affects everyone, not just Latinos.
It plays on the real susceptibilities of people.
For Eric Richner, the retired voter who lives near Atlanta, he describes many of the ads he's seen ahead of the runoffs as mudslinging, to the point where he's struggling to find reliable information. He's already voted, but instead of tuning into ads and news to make a decision, he asked himself what vision he wanted for the country.
I actually disregarded everything in the news, everything all my friends are saying, and said, okay, I think this is the best for the country.
A decision based on his own judgment and weighing what information is real or not. For The World, I'm Roxanne Scott in Atlanta.